Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
How long does it take us as landlords to feel the ebbs and flows of rental real estate and to know what it means for our portfolio to be operating in a stable manner?
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Best ever listeners, welcome to a bonus operations episode. I'm Slocum Reed, and in these bonus episodes, I give you my top tips for executing on your business plans and maintaining cash flow. Today, we're going to be talking about how to understand stability in small rental portfolios, or really more, understanding stability in rental portfolios with small unit counts. Portfolios like this, a single family rental or a handful or a four family or single tenant commercial spaces, they see wild short-term swings in NOI due to vacancy and repairs because each unit accounts for a large percentage of the overall revenue and expenses. It's easy, especially on an emotional level, to be short-sighted about the profitability of a portfolio with a small unit count because you often maintain 100% occupancy for a long time and it feels like the skies are going to be clear and cloudy forever. And then you hit a period with a couple vacancies and you feel like you're hemorrhaging cash. So the question I want to answer with this episode is, how long does it take us as landlords to feel the ebbs and flows of rental real estate and to know what it means for our portfolio to be operating in a stable manner? Here's my proposal. You experience stability over 200 unit months of operation. What I mean by that is divide 200 by the number of units in your portfolio or your property, and you have the number of months over which you can reasonably expect to experience stability. I believe 200 is as small a number as it takes to recognize stability. I think 100 is way too few, and I think these examples that I'm about to give you will help explain that. We're going to work with four examples here in this short form podcast episode. We'll talk about one unit, a single family rental or a single tenant commercial space. We're going to talk about a fourplex or four units. We'll talk about a 20 unit portfolio or property and then a 100 unit portfolio or property. So how long does it take these portfolios to experience stability? If you only have one unit, 200 months divided by one unit is 200 months. That's 16 years and 8 months. It's going to take you over 16 years to experience stability in a one unit portfolio. With a four unit property or portfolio, 200 divided by four is 50 months, meaning it takes 4 years and 2 months to experience the same stability it takes a single family over 16 years to experience. A 20 unit, 200 divided by 20 is 10 months, so you experience stability in under a year. And if you have a 100 unit property or portfolio, it takes you only 2 months to experience operational stability. I hope this already resonates with you. I want to give you an example of why I think this metric works. I want to talk about vacancy specifically. So if we go with 95% occupancy, meaning 5% vacancy over time, as a target or as a metric that we're underwriting with or hoping for in our operations, that means over 200 unit months, there will be 10 unit months of vacancy. If you only have an individual unit, that's almost a full year of vacancy. That's 10 individual months where your occupancy is zero. Chances are it happens multiple months at a time, and you have 100% occupancy in your one unit lasting multiple years in between vacancies. Again, clear skies, everything's great. And then all of a sudden, after a few years, you have expenses getting that property repaired, renovated, the time it takes to get it leased. And that's why I think it takes over 16 years to really experience stability with an individual unit. With a four unit, over 4 years, you'll have a vacant unit about every 5 months. That's 50 months divided by the 10 months, one unit every 5 months. So that's two or three vacancies per year. Now, of course, that's not the way that it actually happens. Sometimes you're going to have two vacancies. You may even have more. Now, again, I'm talking about after, let's say, a distressed property has been brought to stability and you've gotten it leased up. I'm not talking about the empty building you just bought. The time it takes to get that stabilized, not considered in this equation. But a four-unit property is going to have two or three vacancies per year on average, and it's going to take you at least 4 years to experience that stability of just having the two or three vacancies per year.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Are you looking to raise money from private investors to buy commercial real estate? SyndicationAttorneys.com is here to guide you every step of the way. At SyndicationAttorneys.com, they do more so you can do more. They create real estate syndication and fund offering documents, but they also educate you on the ins and outs of raising private money, ensure your offerings comply with securities laws, and help you structure fair deals with investors so everybody wins. With reasonable lump sum fees and over $2.75 billion in securities offerings created, SyndicationAttorneys.com has the expertise you need. But that's not all. SyndicationAttorneys.com also offers weekly attorney-led masterminds, networking, and strategy sessions through their pre-syndication consulting agreements. To learn more, visit SyndicationAttorneys.com today to get started. This offer is not available to Florida residents.
In a 20-unit, 5% vacancy, 95% occupancy, means you have one vacancy at all times. Now, of course, that's not the way it works. You do have months, in my experience, with 100% occupancy, and then there are months that two or three people move out at the same time. However, over the course of a year, you should experience that you had about 10 months worth of vacancy. And with a 100 unit property or portfolio with 95% occupancy, of course, the expectation is that 5 units will be vacant per month at all times. Of course, that's not exactly how it pans out, but only having a couple of vacancies is actually a really good thing. And it should balance out the times that your vacancy goes above 5 units. So I hope this concept of 200 unit months to experience operational stability makes sense to you. I hope I'm adding value to you with this concept. And if you have a small unit count in your portfolio or you have properties with small unit counts, I hope this helps you understand how to see the stability in the volatility of your day-to-day operations. All those times where it feels like everything is going right because you're 100% occupied, and those times when half or all of your units are empty and you're dumping cash into them to get them renovated to get back to that multiple years of 100% occupancy. Investing with a small unit count really requires long-term thinking, because if you have one unit, I believe it's going to take you 16 years to experience real stability and have the 95% occupancy and have your maintenance, repairs, capex, expenses actually meet what you put in your spreadsheet. That long-term thinking is going to be critical. It also requires having personal finances that don't rely on consistent cash flow from your real estate because of the volatility that you're going to experience. And frankly, talking through this concept is helping me understand why so many investors are attracted to much larger portfolios and want nothing to do with a four-unit property. Because if you buy a 100-unit property, you're experiencing stability every 2 months, six times a year, and your cash flow really should be a lot more consistent than it will be with a four-unit. That said, of course, if you own a single-family rental or a few single-family rentals or fourplexes, you're likely a long-term hold investor anyways, and frankly, you're going to be excited about the appreciation and debt paydown that you experience over the next 4 to 16 years. So again, I hope this adds value to all of you. I hope it helps those of you with small unit counts in your portfolio or in your properties understand how long it's going to take to experience the stability that you underwrote for, those numbers you put in your spreadsheet for vacancy, repairs, the projected NOI. If you have a small unit count in your property, it's just simply going to take longer to experience that NOI that you projected, assuming that your projections are correct. Thank you again for listening in, best ever listeners. If you've gained value from this episode, please do subscribe to our show. Leave us a 5-star review. Share this episode with a friend you think I can add value to, someone who has a small unit count portfolio or property in their portfolio. Feel free to find me on LinkedIn so that we can continue this conversation together. You can give me your thoughts. Is 200 too high? Is it too low? Thank you again, and have a best ever day.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access and you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.